Bitty von, bitty von, bitty von, bon, 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 bon.
Hello, it's me, the doctor that you know and love. I get questions concerning wearing masks all the time. So today I'm going to answer some of your questions you've had concerning masks. Let's get started. Our first question comes from David in Portland. David writes, recently I received the vaccine for the virus. However, my child had not received the vaccine because they are under the age of 12. Should I still wear my mask when I'm around my child? That is a very good question, David from Portland. And my answer is yes, you should wear your mask in front of your unvaccinated child. You want to be a good role model, don't you, David? Of course you do. And very soon, we're going to make it so that all children under the age of 12 will need a vaccine too. When that time comes, David, I need you to make sure that you take your child to get vaccinated. You want to be a good parent, don't you, David? Of course you do. You don't want to be known as one of those weird anti-vaxxers who believe in weird conspiracy theories, do you, David? Make sure to get your child vaccinated. I can trust you to do this, can I, David? I hope so. We're all counting on you. And don't forget, wear your mask. Let's move on to our next question. Cecil from California writes, dear doctor, my roommate often comes into my room in the middle of the night. He brings with him a multicolored dildo. He then proceeds to have his way with me with the dildo in my anus. I don't know if he sanitizes the dildo. My question is this a situation in which I should be wearing a mask? Well, Cecil in California, to answer your question, yes. This is a situation in which you should be wearing a mask. As a matter of fact, it is my opinion you should be wearing two masks. I hope that answers your question. Be safe and don't forget to wash your hands often. Our next question is from Linda in Peoria. Linda writes, dear doctor, I often fantasize about my mother-in-law dying. She is truly a terrible person and I hate her with all of my heart. In my fantasies, neither of us are wearing masks. In the times we are living in today, I feel that maybe I need to be wearing a mask. In my fantasies, where I am wishing my mother-in-law be dead, not by my hands, of course, but one never knows, should I be wearing a mask? Thank you for your question, Linda. To answer your question, yes, you should be wearing a mask in your fantasies of getting rid of your mother-in-law. Not by your hands, of course. It is also my belief that not only should you be wearing a mask, but your mother-in-law should be wearing a mask as well. You see, she could be carrying the virus in your fantasies, and if she breathes on you without wearing a mask, there is a possibility that virus can be transmitted to you, especially if you both aren't wearing a mask. So, to be safe, you both should be wearing masks. Even if it is just your fantasy world, where your mother-in-law is most likely to die, but not, of course, at your hands. Thank you for your question, Linda. Our next question is from Kathy in Minnesota. Kathy writes, "Dear Doctor, I love you with all my heart. I am so thankful for you and all that you have done for this country and for the world when it comes to this virus. You should be put up for sainthood, I believe. My question is, if I were to see you on the street and I couldn't contain my urges to come hug and kiss you, should I be wearing a mask when I attempt to do this? And further, would you stop me from attempting to hug and kiss you? Thank you for answering my question, my most beautiful doctor, who I love and adore. Thank you for your question, Kathy." Now, to answer your question, if you saw me on the street and you wanted to come hug and kiss me, should you wear a mask? The answer is yes, you should wear a mask if you attempt to hug and kiss me. But not only that, you must maintain 6 feet of social distancing. So instead of hugging and kissing me, you should stand in front of me and wave to me. Maybe I will wave back. But in reality, Kathy, you wouldn't see me on the street because I would either be in a limo or flying on a private jet. Because you see, Kathy, I make over $400,000 a year. And when you get to my level of compensation, you don't generally mix with the general public. But if by chance you do see me somehow, some way, walking around on the street, which again, I highly doubt you will, but if you do, to number one, wear a mask. Number two, keep your social distance of 6 feet. And number three, wave. Do not attempt to make any sort of physical contact. I hope that answers your question. And again, wear your mask, Kathy. Okay, we have time just for a few more. Our next question comes from Bob in Chicago. Bob writes, "Dear Doctor, ever since this virus came around, I've lost everything. I used to have a thriving business, but because of the lockdowns, I was forced to keep the door shut for 6 months. When I was finally able to open again, a roving gang of looters came in the middle of the night and stole everything. I was able to reopen after a month of burning through my savings and restocking the shelves. A week later, another mob of looters came in, stole everything, and then burned down my business to the ground. I didn't have any more money to reopen again. I tried filing for insurance, but they informed me, due to a specific clause in my insurance policy, that they would not pay me. My wife said she couldn't stand being around me anymore because I was depressed all the time. So she left me and took our child with her, and she is now living with her parents. My house is in foreclosure. I can barely afford to feed myself and often find myself going to the local soup kitchen just to get food to eat. Every night, I cry myself to sleep alone in my bed. My question is, should I be wearing my mask when I sleep? Thank you for your question, Bob. Now, to answer your question, of course you should be wearing your mask while you sleep at night. You see, while you sleep, your breath leaves your body. If you're sleeping on your back, it goes into the air, does a somersault, and comes back down into your mouth. Now, if you had the virus, you would be not only transmitting the virus, but also infecting yourself with the virus. If you wore your mask, you wouldn't be transmitting, nor would you be infecting yourself, because you see, the virus can't pass through the mask, neither outwards or inwards. The mask is your friend. Accept the mask. Be one with the mask. We have time for one more question. Our last question comes from Donnie from Queens. Donnie writes, Doc, I got the virus, and not only did I beat it, I beat it big time. When I got out of the hospital, I went back to my house, which, by the way, is white. I came home and I took off my mask. How do you like that, Doc? Should I keep my mask on? I already got the virus, so why do I have to keep my mask on, huh? Yours truly, Donnie from Queens. Well, Donnie from Queens, to answer your question, yes, you have to wear your mask. How many times do I have to tell you to wear the mask? Put your mask on, Donnie. I don't know how many times I have to say it and make it more clear. Wear the mask, okay? Because I said so. Wear your mask. That about does it for Ask the Doc if you should wear your mask. I'm glad we can have this discussion and I can answer your pressing questions. So remember, wear your mask, wash your hands, stay away from each other. If you see me on the street, just wave, don't attempt to touch me. Goodbye.